Hey everyone, it's Johnny. You are listening to How Did I Get Here? This is a different kind of episode. If you listen to the show, you know that that we were doing a live interview with Danny Malone, and then we ended up in the recording process of it on our end. We lost something, so I was pretty sad. In fact, I was devastated. I loved our conversation, and I loved that it happened with people. And anyway, I was talking to my friend Samara about this, and she said, well, the guy that was sitting in front of me was recording the whole thing. And so I put a thing on Facebook, and no one said anything. I wrote Danny, you know, to apologize that the podcast didn't come out. And I said, but someone was there with a video, videoing on their iPhone. Did you see that? And he said, yeah, that was my, I think brother-in-law. Shit, I can't remember now. Anyway, it's this guy named Scott Stevens. He ended up writing me, and he said, yeah, I recorded it. And then he sent me this thing, and he sent me the video. And so I watched it this morning, and I loved it. And sonically, it's just recorded in the house like a bootleg. It's not like a regular How Did I Get Here recording. Our live recordings will normally sound, and this is nothing on Scott Stevens. He saved our ass, and he was just holding a recorder out in the middle of the thing, and it actually looks good. I think I'm going to post it on YouTube. I'm glad that he did this, and he saved it, and so this one sounds a little different. It's a little more bootleg sounding, which is, you know, cool on some levels, right? And so here it is, my conversation with Danny Malone, and our live episode of How Did I Get Here, our second one ever. I hope you enjoy it.
So anyway, so this is it. It's called How Did I Get Here, and it starts like this. You may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Before I get started, I had an interesting weekend. I met three of my idols on Thursday night, and I was at a table with them, and I was so awkward that I didn't say anything, and I realized I was hovering, and I realized that I was that guy, and every once in a while, one of the idols would look over at the table and just kind of look at me like, what the fuck are you doing here? But I was just sitting there hovering. It was like Andy Kindler, Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live, and Mark Maron, who's an amazing podcaster and comedian. Anyway, so that was awkward, and then Friday night I went to Houston, I played a show, and I had this friend of mine that her and her husband wanted me to hang out with them, and then they took me from my gig like they were going to take me to my hotel, and at 2 in the morning they took me to their house on the other side of town, and I couldn't get a cab. I was there until like 4 in the morning, until finally I begged somebody to take me back to my hotel, and so that ended up happening, which was awkward. I don't know if any of you have ever been hijacked by people that want you to come to their house that you don't want to go to, but that happened to me. Anyway, my guest today is Danny Malone. We've been sharing a bill here at Hotel Vegas on Sundays this month. And I was going to say something from his bio, but it seems like somebody on acid wrote it. I'll go ahead and read a little bit of it. Danny was conceived at 11:11 and born at 12:34 a.m. and p.m. simultaneously, all on the same day. A day that does not exist on today's present calendar. At birth, they say he weighed exactly the same as tiny little baby Jesus, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. He never gained or lost an ounce, even though he appears full grown. I don't know what that means, but I'd like to welcome my friend Danny Malone to the stage right now. Danny Malone.
Song.
Does that feel weird? come up here and sit down in front of all these people. And this is Danny Malone. Everyone give him a hand. Hell yeah.
Gig him.
How you doing? I got you from dinner.
Yeah.
Are you getting enough of Danny in there?
Hi.
Hi.
This is me.
You might want to talk a little closer on the line.
All right, I'll be up on.
What do you have for dinner?
Two margaritas, actually.
Fantastic. Followed by dessert at Dos Equis.
Yeah.
All right, so no one's sober here. That's good. So we can be drunk and obnoxious for you guys. So you're doing all right?
I think so. No, actually, I'm a wreck.
Talk to me about that.
Well, do you want to get into that right now, or do you? I mean,
should I save it for the last
today?
Or what am I doing?
I'm doing okay today. Things are good.
Okay, but yesterday probably not so good.
Not great.
No.
But.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is really weird.
Okay, I feel good though.
Okay.
Good start.
Feels good. Can you read Danny up just a little bit the monitors for me? I can't hear very well. It's too quiet. So were you really born at the same time you were conceived?
I'm pretty sure that is all true.
Okay.
It's been a long time since that was written, so.
Okay, well, I got a place to start. I got some music from your manager.
Okay.
So you have people?
Yeah, he has people.
It's weird, yes.
Yeah. Does he like you?
At first they did.
Well, I got a new song that doesn't appear on any of your records. Are you working on a new record right now?
I am at the very final stages of finishing my record, Balloons, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Balloons?
Yes.
Woo! Talk to us about it. What did you do? Did you do it here in town? Or?
No, I went to Denmark.
A
haunted magic castle in the middle of nowhere in Denmark a year ago, actually, at this point. And recorded everything in 10 days with my best friend and producer for years, Matt Smith. And, and now I finally got it mixed and doing the artwork. And
excellent. Do you have any idea when it's going to come out?
I think a few months.
Yeah.
In the fall.
Alright.
Yeah.
You excited about it?
Yeah. I'm excited.
Someone up there whistled. It must have been Pete Harris.
At this point, I feel defeated about it, you know?
I know. There's that point in a record when you're making a record where it just all of a sudden looks like a giant mess.
Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
I should work at a coffee shop.
Yeah. So, you work in a coffee shop?
No, not yet, but very soon. I'm looking.
I'm sure that's not nearly as frustrating as making a record.
Yeah, no, the record part, that's all easy. That's all fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the end part.
Yeah.
So
it's just finishing anything
in
my life is difficult. I can start all sorts of shit.
Yeah. It's hard to finish.
Yeah.
It is. Because you know what happens is once you finish, then judgment comes. You know what I mean? You go ahead and finish your thing, and you put it out, and then you can spend fucking 8 years working on a record, and then someone's going to hear like the first 22 seconds of the opening and go, Jesus, this is terrible.
Right. And then, but that's my whole fucking life that you just told me was terrible.
Mine too. Yeah.
Mine too.
All of our lives.
Yeah.
So where are you from, Danny? Are you from here? Were you from somewhere else?
I grew up in Dallas.
Yeah.
Texas.
Anyone from Dallas? All right. Let's talk about them.
And,
what was that like? Were you... What kind of place did you grow up in? What do you like? Is it a broken home? Is it a happy home?
Well, I'm the youngest of six kids, so
wow.
It was all I remember is it was very loud, and I just needed to keep to myself. I felt like, and that's what I feel like.
Most
everyone,
of the time.
Yeah, just life is kind of like that in a lot of ways. So
this is making me like you more.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you like me not that much?
No, I like you. I like you a lot, but I like you even more. That's why I said, I didn't say, like, I'm finally starting to like you. So Dallas, you're there, you've got five older siblings, boys, girls.
Mm-hmm.
Did they teach you music? Is that how you got into music? How did you get into music?
Gosh, I don't remember. I had a friend, no, my brother's friend played guitar, and I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And I got it like $80 guitar for Christmas my birthday.
Yeah.
When I was like 12. And
someone told you how
never,
much it cost? They gave it to you and they were like, hey, this is $80, don't break it.
Fuck it up. It's your whole fucking life.
So what, so you got it, were you interested in music before, or you just got this guitar, and then all of a sudden you were like, yeah, I'm doing it.
It just gave me something to do, I think. Yeah, I was not very interested in music.
No.
And I never have been since. I don't even listen to music. I don't like music. I don't even listen to it.
But what do you listen to?
I don't know.
Outside of my podcast.
I'm just trying to keep it together every day. And music is my meditation to sort of help me do that.
Not other people's music.
No, that's their meditation.
So when you got your guitar, you took lessons? Was it an organized kind of thing? You went to somebody?
No, no lessons.
You just learned yourself?
Yeah, track myself.
Self-taught.
In my room, yeah.
How did you, explain to me how that would that, did you learn other people's songs at that point, or did you just start writing your own songs?
I think I immediately started writing songs.
Really?
I tuned it to drop D. So
how old were you
I
at this point?
I used one finger. 13, I guess.
Okay.
12 or 13.
Okay. Same age as me.
Tuned it to drop D and just started
playing chords with one finger.
Playing chords with one finger and writing songs immediately.
Yeah.
I learned a couple songs, I think. I tried to, but then I didn't really care about them, so just moved on.
What were they about? Do you remember any of them? Do you remember a title of one?
I learned a corn song.
Oh, you learned a corn song.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I learned a Weezer song. And then,
why is everyone laughing? Weezer is good.
That was about it. I think that's where I stopped. And those are
what Weezer song? Hash Five?
No, the sweater song.
Okay. So, as you got into guitar and you started writing songs, you don't remember what any of your first songs were about? They weren't like about the 13-year-old's struggle, the strife, the daily life of, I went to school.
It was probably a lot of morose, sort of weird stuff. Like, I liked Tool. I did listen to Tool a lot, and so I kind of wanted
It's funny, like with the corn and the Tool, I don't hear any of that in your music. It didn't inform you at all, did it?
It's all underneath there, though.
Is it?
All that aggression.
You feel it, don't you? I do.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
So you're not an aggressive. You weren't like a fighting guy in school, right? Did you get made fun of? Were you picked on at all? But did you have the older siblings that looked out for you at school, or were they all gone by then?
No one ever fucked with me. I don't know. I was a fat kid. I was
really
super chunky growing up.
It's very Jim Morrison.
But nobody ever fucked with me. Nobody
really?
Ever gave me any shit. Just left me alone. I don't know why. I think they were afraid of me in a weird way. It's the underlying aggression that everyone's going to feel.
Yeah. I don't even know.
It's like, that dude's...
He seems small and
yeah.
not violent, but something about his body. So did you start a band, or when did you play out? How did you play out? Were you in high school? Were you...
My brother played drums.
Uh-huh.
So we jammed some. And then when I was like 14, I started getting shuffled off to treatment centers and stuff pretty quickly.
Were you in trouble, or were you freaking people out? How were you freaking people out?
I just, like, wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't leave my room and stuff. I quit going to school, and so then my parents really had no choice anymore.
You're just like, how old were you? Were you like, hey, man?
I'm 14.
I'm 14, I'm done.
I was done, yeah. I was just like, fuck this. I get it.
All right.
And so I was done, and so...
So what was that about? I mean, what was it that sent you to treatment centers? What did you have to do then?
It was just like a place where they took care of me for a little while.
I mean, did
it
freak you out? I mean,
I thought it was
people like, you know.
It was not normal, and then I thought that was strange. My friends weren't getting sent to treatment centers. And so.
This is going down a dark path that I really like it. Thank you for opening up.
Well,
being honest.
I don't know what else to talk about.
What were you being treated for? Like weirdness?
Just kind of,
Was the diagnosis? You had to go to someone, they said, you are blank.
Yeah, well,
what
I
was
mean,
it?
I like smoked, you're blank. I smoked weed and stuff, and so they kind of were like harped on that a little bit. But I didn't smoke weed that much. It was just mostly the, like, I was stunned. I feel like I was just this stunned person walking around.
Do you now, at this point, do you realize what stunned you? Do you know what stunned you?
It's still stunning me, I think. I'm still...
Sorry to laugh. I'm not laughing.
No, I'm
stunned by things as well. So
yeah. It's kind of just this constant this is really what life is.
Yeah.
It really is. This is really happening.
And it won't stop.
Right.
For anything.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I can play guitar. That's what I do.
Did you take your guitar to the treatment center?
No.
No?
But then, well, eventually I got sent to this place for 2 years. And
really?
I did get a guitar.
What kind of place? If you're going to say against that, I got to find out what kind of place this is.
It was, basically, I was, like, incarcerated for, it was almost like
for
juvenile
for
detention, sort of.
Same kind of weirdness?
Yeah, just
the
kind of
general
the
weirdness.
Same stunned, like, didn't fit into society.
Does anybody here just want to hug him right now?
Yeah!
Outside of this room?
Yeah!
So this is, look at these people love you. They do, they all have you.
They do.
So do I.
We love you.
I wish you guys would have been at the treatment center.
I love them too.
So, in the 2 years, like, how often did you get to get out and go see your family, or?
Like, 3 or 4 times in the 2 years I got out. For like,
I mean, that's traumatic.
3 days. Yeah, it's pretty fucked up, but,
I mean, when did your brothers and sisters come visit you? Did they write you?
They did write me, and all my, just, yeah, my family was really
supportive,
and
after
they still are.
In jail?
Yeah. Well, honestly, they didn't know there's, what else could they have
done? Right,
like, I was done, you know?
Yeah.
I was just done with society, I wasn't going to school, I wasn't gonna do anything, like.
So, how did you, when you got out, how old were you? 16, 17?
No, 19.
Okay, 19. So then you go out, and have you played any gigs or anything?
Started playing gigs at the place. They had these little things where, like, the crazy kids could do stuff. Show whatever they've been working on or whatever. It was fun.
It's the talent show.
Yeah, it was a talent show for crazy people.
You're the best. Tell me you were the best.
I was, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I'm curious. What were the other talents that the other guys displayed? Or was it guys, all guys, or was it guys? I guess it's not.
It was guys and girls.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that was. They fucking, you know, did some stand-up comedy. I remember one kid.
I thought that was pretty heavy fucking comedy, though, man. Like, serious shit. That was very funny. Like,
it was like beyond
like teenage
funny.
Incarcerated kids, like, being funny. Like, what was... Do you remember any jokes? Like, okay, was it long form?
I mean, no one... Yeah, no. It was... A lot of the kids were just, like, assholes, you know? Like,
yeah.
That was...
Right, they were in
issue.
Trouble. They were,
they were
like,
just dicks.
Like,
dick
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, a fucking dick. So... they weren't very funny, and they would try to do some things. And, I don't know. One kid read... Guns N' Roses song, read the lyrics to a Guns N' Roses songs one coffee house thing or
whatever.
Do you
remember what song? Is it like Don't Cry? Or
Don't
that?
Have a Rain, I think. He just read the lyrics to that and that was his talent, but like he did dramatically. I mean, whatever, he's a cool dude,
yeah.
I was supportive of him. But then I was writing songs in there and stuff.
Yeah, so what were your songs in there? I mean, were you reflecting on where you were at that point, or were you inventing new stories?
I was just inventing someone else.
Okay.
Yeah, totally invent. I was just like, I'm this, I am
yeah,
not
how do you
in
get,
this
how
place.
Do you, honestly, like, this is, I'm sorry to get heavy, but how do you mentally get through something like that?
I just got really good
out.
At, like, not letting anyone fuck with me. You know, like, just... not being affected by anyone's bullshit, you know, or them trying to fuck with me. So I just kind of got more stunned, you know, more just, whatever, I've got this. Fuck everybody. I'm on this weird boat that's just going through this stuff. Whatever, I got this.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, all the counselors and all the people and stuff, I was just like, they were just, I don't know, it was a weird place. It's actually since been shut down for... neglect and abuse to the students actually at the place. So it's legitimately a fucked up place. You can look it up. It's called Hidden Lake Academy.
I don't want to look it up.
No.
So you're 19 and you get out. What do you? Where'd you go? Halfway house?
Or, no.
Okay. So my dad did.
So I got a high school diploma from this place. That was part
That's
of the
good.
Whole thing. So that was good. Sure.
Yeah.
And then I went to college for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go?
I went to a school in New Jersey for 1 year. And
New Jersey! Woo! One person was like, yeah!
And then realized New Jersey totally blows. And
I'd like to differ. I love New Jersey. I'm insane in love with New Jersey.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, where I was at.
Okay.
Wasn't that cool. And then I transferred to UT for 2 years. I was a math major.
Oh, yeah?
And
what kind of trajectory were you on with your life and career at that point? Were you like, I'm going to be a math maker, maybe I'll be a math teacher, maybe I'll be a mathematician, maybe I will invent new numbers that nobody understands?
I knew I was good at music, and then I was pretty sure I was going to be a math genius, like figure something out, or I don't know, I always thought that I was just going to figure something out about math. And that was going to be something.
And that would open these doors for you.
Yeah,
I
don't know.
Everyone would buy your records. They'd be like, dude, this guy does math on a level that you would not understand. Have you heard his new song?
I didn't think it would parlay into the music at all. The music was just like something I would do. And then I was like, but, you know, I'm going to be a math genius.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. But then I was just like, what am I doing? Music is way cooler.
Were you playing gigs or anything at that point? Were you like, how much were you writing and how much were you,
I was writing and I, not really playing gigs. I think I played some coffee houses and I did do some shows in Dallas and stuff, right when I got out of the place before college.
And you played your new songs from the place?
Yeah.
Did people, I mean, did your parents like cry when you played those songs? I mean, seriously, mine would, if I had them.
I think they probably cried. I don't know. I wasn't very good, so it was just something to do.
How long did it take? I mean, like, how long did it take you to get where you were like, okay, I'm confident enough to go do this, and this is my path?
Like, a few months ago.
To a few months ago. So, alright, so you're done with the place, you come to UT, you're on your mathematician thing. What year was that? What was going on musically around here? Was there anything inspiring you or moving you to go towards the light? Towards the light, Danny.
I mean, I just knew I could do that, and then school sucks, and I was like, realized I probably wasn't going to be a math genius, and so decided maybe I should do the music all the time and start playing shows.
Right, so what did you do?
That.
You did.
So I started doing that, and I met a guy named Matt Smith, who I recorded an album with at his house, and we worked so well together that we started working with other people and producing records together.
Like as a team?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
The two of us started producing a couple records together.
The new Matrix.
Wait,
the Matrix? They write songs?
The movie?
They used to. No, the people.
Oh. Yes.
They probably named themselves after the movie, I think.
Yeah.
They might. Are you guys doing okay?
Yeah.
Is this
entertaining? I keep forgetting that there's people watching us.
Yeah, me too.
Keep forgetting, it's awesome.
Like, is everyone having a good time, right?
Yeah.
Alright, is anyone nervous?
I'm
right.
Nervous. Is this funny? What is happening? How's everybody doing?
See, I think that this is good for you.
I'm
fine.
This
is good. I think it's good to air this out for thousands of people to listen to in a couple of weeks.
Anyways.
So, Danny, you get out and you start playing, you're producing. Who else? Did you produce anyone of note that people might know? This was here in Austin?
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Okay.
Nobody.
And what studio were you, did you guys have a studio that you worked out of, or?
Well, eventually I started, that's what it parlayed into starting a studio with Matt.
Okay. Do you still have that?
Called Hot Tracks. No.
No.
Since then, we had it for 4 years, and we produced a good number of records out of there, and I made my record, Cuddlebug, out of there.
Yeah.
So, a lot of stuff came out of there, so it was an awesome experience, totally good thing.
So, is Cuddlebug is your third record, right?
Gosh.
What was your first record?
The first record was Well, sort of. It was the one I did at Matt's house when I first moved to Austin in like 2003.
Microphone.
Okay.
But then I did another record under the name Microphoner when I was 19, right when I got out of that place.
And what was Microphoner? What was that record like?
This is a little scattered because I'm trying, I wasn't prepared for this. I'm trying to put this all together myself.
I have notes and I can't even follow you.
Yeah, okay.
It's okay. As long as you guys are having a good time, then we're fine. So, tell me about Microphone.
Okay. No, actually, that was just my first try.
Anything with it. Did you put it out? And you played some shows behind it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Put it out, you know, I just printed it up and
basically
gave it away for free to friends.
That's good.
But I recorded all the instruments on it, and on every record since then, I've done the same thing, so...
Oh, so that's you playing drums on your last record?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Playing everything.
So how did you... See, you skipped this whole thing. You're killing me.
Yeah.
How did you learn all these instruments? Because you're a pretty proficient drummer. I mean, that's like that's the basis of all that jazz. I mean, I record with my own drums, but it's... can tell.
I don't know.
I have a drum command when I don't.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I just play on my lap. Growing up, I played on my lap all the time.
And you had all the independence to do a different beat with your foot than with your hand, and subdivide things, and...
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the same way with guitar, like, I just progressed
and
really quickly.
And piano as well, as you playing piano? Was you playing bass?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And,
I feel like I should go back and listen to everything again and start over. Maybe I should.
I think I'm slightly autistic, to be totally honest.
I do too.
Yeah.
Joking.
No, you're not. Which is why I like you. See through it.
Are you starting to like me more?
Yeah, I'm always
like you too. We're going to take a little break and hug behind this curtain. I'm joking. So you learn all these instruments, you're playing all the instruments on your record. Is that, what is that like when you have to teach to a band? You have to tell the drummer to get up from behind the drums and let me show you what I did? Are you a controlling kind of...
Yeah.
Are you?
If you'll notice, I've been playing solo this whole...
Right. Me too.
For the last few years, actually. I just kind of... Yeah, I'm so controlling that I don't have bands. I don't know. I put them together for a little bit, and then one thing goes wrong, I'm just like, everybody hates me, and I'm just playing solo for forever, you know? You fucked up that drum part, you hate me, you know? Like,
you did this against me.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
I love that.
So.
I have that too.
That's how I feel, so I just play solo now.
I think a lot of people have that. You know, I got a very nice, I had an exchange of correspondence with Billy Harvey today, who is also, I think, equally as insane.
Yeah.
If that's fair to say. Do you know him?
Not personally,
no.
I'm a fan of his. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
You guys seem like kindred spirits.
Cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that kind of like... crazy person.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it politely.
I like his music. I like his production.
Yeah?
I've covered some of his songs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. So, after Microphone, the first record you made with Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And you put that out, and you went and did some shows, and...
Mm-hmm.
And then you made an EP after that? Am I right?
I did make an EP, but yeah, I have trouble putting it together, because it's all been so, like, sort of... haphazard and scattered, you know, it's not been...
Right.
The first stuff wasn't with labels, and that wasn't...
And was the last one?
Organized.
Was Cuddlebug?
Cuddlebug was with Township Records. Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, with Graham.
Yeah, well,
right?
Graham and Township.
Right.
Me and Wayne Dashow started it.
All right. So how did that come about? Because you were behind that, and you started doing some shows that were kind of different than regular shows that I never saw, but I read about on Facebook and things like this. So, can you...
What did you hear about them?
No. They were just kind of like promos for it, just kind of like it was a different kind of show with like dancing and performance art.
Yeah.
And concert.
Yeah.
All wrapped into one. Explain
yeah.
this to me. You were trying to do something different. Obviously, you go out and you play shows and you can do like Danny and I have done for the last month, which is... come up here and play by yourself, which is the most basic thing, and then you kind of wonder, like, what the hell is so special about that?
Right.
Outside of the fact that maybe we're special.
Right.
Which is just, somebody told us that at some point, like some girl, and we believed it, and we made a career out of it.
Right.
Or a quasi-career out of it.
Exactly.
Right. So, what did you do that was different? Like, explain the show to me that you did. Didn't you put it together with, like, Holly Bronco or something?
Yeah, Holly, like, combined forces and put this show together, just kind of invented this. Well, we thought, I don't know if we invented it, I don't know if other people did, but we combined dancing and my folk music together into a thing, and I also was making, like, electronic music at the time at my studio, Hot Tracks, with Matt, and so I would play my folk show or whatever, and then there would be moments where the show would break down into these electronic dance sequences where I had backup dancers would, like, creep on stage and we'd do a dance
Would
sequence.
You dance too?
Yeah.
So this dancing thing in your, let me read another passage by. I hope everyone took some acid before I read this. Oh, and the dance moves, the dance. Danny owns all of his own dance moves, none borrowed, none stolen. Moves so powerful, they have brought peace to warring peoples, joy to the depressed, and a cure for sickness. So that dance moves must be amazing.
Yeah, I practice.
If I didn't think you would say no, I would ask you to get up and dance right now.
It's been a while,
Yeah, I figured you'd say no.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't work to people listening on the podcast. Those of you at home or on the jogging trail or on the treadmill, Danny's not going to dance.
I did do a full dance sequence on KDT. Radio
one day.
It was Trachtenberg actually who was doing it, and I had a band, and then it drifted into a dance sequence where the band continued playing, and I actually had them have a mic there for, like, to pick up any, like, scuffling
dance moves. Let me ask you, like, so did you take dance? Did you go to, like,
no,
go to stair school
no,
dance or whatever?
I don't take lessons.
Alright, so you do these shows, and how are they received? Well, did you tour me on that record outside?
How were they received?
Well, I should have gone. Now I feel bad.
It was pretty cool.
I didn't see you dance when you've been playing these solo shows.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to me since then.
You lost the dance.
I think I lost the dance.
Sorry.
I think I lost the dance. I think Holly has the dance. So,
Holly?
Yeah.
She's a great dancer, I bet.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so you put out that record. Did you tour around for it? Did you go out in support of it? Did you take a band? Did you go by yourself? What'd you do?
I would go by myself.
Yeah.
I did some dancing by myself. And
did you?
Yeah, that was always kind of
weird.
When
you did it by yourself, was it just straight up acoustic like you've been doing these, or did you take some tracks, or did you...
I would, like, do it acoustic and then have the track. I would always talk to the sound guy before the show, and I would, like, wink at him or whatever, and he'd start the track, and I'd put the guitar down and start the dancing, and then drift back into the guitar club. It was fucking weird. I don't know.
I think it's cool as shit.
It was cool.
I have to be honest. That's cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
So
what happened?
I mean, I don't know.
I guess you can't just dance forever and be like... Then you get to the show, it's like, when's he gonna dance?
Right.
Hey, when are you gonna dance?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I was like...
like, fucking dance!
So...
Sorry, that's just... Yeah, I would've done that.
That's right.
Now I'm glad I never
saw
dancing.
So then, once people started expecting it, it started feeling just kind of weird. So...
A dance should be inspired and not danced by room.
I don't know. I just wanted to move on. I actually just wanted to write better songs, and so I dove into that instead of dancing.
And so that's the records that you've been, or the songs you've been writing for, what's the new album name?
Balloons. Yeah. So.
What inspired that record? Or what inspired the title Balloons? Were you hanging out at Hooters a lot? Or?
My friend Jerry.
Seriously, that's not funny?
No.
I laughed.
That was really funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It was awesome.
Fire balloons, not Hooters.
At this time in my life, my friend Jarrett started calling me Balloons, and I was, this
what
was when I was dancing and stuff.
It was when I was dancing.
Just doing a lot of drugs and fucking getting crazy.
Yeah.
Just started calling me Balloons. I mean, probably.
Yeah? Did we go to the gay clubs? Over there, rainbow places?
I did go there.
Ass off?
I did go there.
Nice.
They always come very well received.
Yeah. see, like,
balloons. What inspired balloons?
What inspired balloons?
Well,
you were dancing, taking a lot of ecstasy, a lot of drugs.
And all the touring and all just this crazy life that I had.
So there was a lot of touring.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
For like 2-3 years there. Like,
seriously?
Yeah.
All around the country?
All around the country and the world. And
yeah?
Yeah. I was in Europe quite a few times, so it was crazy. I don't remember much about it.
So this album came from songs you were writing with Danish songwriters, right? They're just kind of like, did you write these songs by yourself, or are these songs that you co-wrote with these House of Songs guys?
Can
you explain House of Songs?
There's one song I co-wrote
on
there with a girl from Norway.
Okay.
But that was just by chance, sort of, that I made it onto the album. I didn't think it was anything. I went to Denmark originally as part of this House of Songs thing, where they combine Scandinavian songwriters with Austin songwriters.
Yeah.
Whatever. So I did that, and one of these songs did make it on this album. But really, all these songs are from the past few years that I've been writing on. Yeah.
Is there any focus to the songs, or are they? Is there a focus to the album? Is what I mean. Is there like one line that goes through the whole record?
I think just this character Balloons, whoever he was.
Oh, so it's a person.
I mean, yeah, I was this person.
Right.
So.
It's a drug boy.
I mean, drugs, but yeah, I mean, sort of.
Just quickly, have you ever danced with a pacifier in your mouth while in ecstasy?
No.
Good. Not I can't get into. Like the pacifier thing, I can't get into.
Yeah. So,
a little too phallic and weird. And it's like you, however old, and you got a pacifier. You can't say, like, keep doing this.
Be nice.
So you wrote these songs and then you recorded in Denmark, you said?
I recorded in Denmark at the Sonic Castle.
Right.
Where I originally went.
Right.
With the House of Songs.
And how long did you spend working on this record? Like recording wise?
We recorded everything in 10 or 11 days, I think.
Right.
And then mixed everything in about a week and a half,
awesome.
2 weeks total. So,
yeah,
not that much time. But
no, but it sounds
a lot
incredible.
Of
like,
in
that
between.
Song really is a departure from your last record.
Which song?
The song that I heard. I didn't play it tonight.
Oh.
I didn't know if I was cool
yeah.
to play a new song that hasn't come out
yet. That's cool.
I didn't know. I like to make sure that my artist friends don't get mad.
I feel like this record.
Podcasting Johnny.
This record is a departure.
Yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah.
It's very good. So, you don't know when it's going to come out.
I don't know exactly. No.
Okay. And tonight, what are you doing? You're going to play with the band?
No, actually, I was going to try to get this orchestra together, but not everyone could do it. And I'm bad at organizing things. So I'm playing solo.
All right. So, is there anything that we need to catch up on? Is there anything else? Like, what do you, where are you at right now? You're finishing this residency. You're gonna go focus on your record. Do you have any shows that are gonna come up anytime soon?
No, there's gonna be a break for a little bit,
okay.
And then the CD release will be the next show.
Okay.
In Austin.
So this is tonight's your last show for a long time.
For a little while.
So I'm glad you guys all made it out tonight.
Yay!
So at this point, I'm going to do something a little bit unorthodox, and something that I thought about this morning when I was in the shower, right afterwards. You know what I'm talking about. I wasn't thinking about you during that time, but afterwards I thought, what can I do tonight to make better? Does anyone have any questions for Danny? You guys are all Danny fans. Obviously, you're here for Danny. Does anyone have any specific questions? You can make me look like a fucking asshole on my own podcast if you don't ask a question, but that's fine. Alright, I didn't know if any of you guys had any special questions. Wait, someone does. Go ahead.
What's your most requested song?
What's your most requested song? Really?
Probably.
The guy was in, like, juvenile prison.
Not joking. Probably, well, Baby Blue, I guess. Maybe,
yeah.
But honestly, more requested is the Gunfight from my very first record, which I will never, ever play that song.
It's not a microphone nerd?
But people, it's become a thing. It's not microphone. It's
no.
One after microphone.
Okay.
But
I'm thinking about going out and making a record called Microphone. Thank you. All right, so you've had songs that have appeared in films. My Affection appeared on Two Broke Girls, which is a pretty popular show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's created by one of my favorite comics, Whitney Cummings, who ruined her own career by writing two shows, one that was successful, and then the other one she named after herself and starred in, and it, I think it's been canceled. Whitney?
Yeah.
Poor girl. And you have a day, August 24th, 2010, with Danny Malone Day.
Woo!
Here in Austin. Yeah.
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 And you perform with John Doe of X. Did you get to meet him?
No.
What about Brett Denon? I met that guy one day.
Yeah, I know Brett.
Yeah? You like him?
I do like
him.
Very nice guy.
Yeah, very nice guy. Mm-hmm. Very hippie dude.
Very hippie dude.
Yeah, very hippie dude. And Kimia Dawson, how's she? She nice?
She's awesome. Oh man, she's probably one of my favorite people I've ever met. Yeah.
Nice. And Freddie Johnson, you like him?
We never really talked.
No?
No.
I talked to him a little bit. I think he's nice.
He freaks me out a little bit.
Really?
I like him, but...
In what way? Do you get into
it?
Are you like a fan? Like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to say to this guy?
No.
Do you hover?
No, I don't ever feel that
way.
I'm paranoid
about hovering.
It's just there's certain people I just... There's some sort of... Maybe we're very similar or something.
Yeah.
And there's just... We don't need to talk kind of a feeling between us. It's just like, man.
You have that with other people?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah? So, generally, you're doing good. You've had kind of a weird few days, but today you're doing good.
Today I'm doing good.
And I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
I am.
Good.
I am.
Thank you.
Is there anything that we've missed? Is there anything that people need to know about you that they don't know yet? You guys found out a lot of stuff so far. This is a pretty short interview.
What do y'all feel about this?
Yeah. How did this go?
Wow.
Okay.
Gig 'em.
I mean, were you expecting much else?
I think they were expecting tears and dancing, to be
dance,
honest with you.
Really?
Well, first tears, then dancing. I can't bring the tears. I can't cry anymore.
Yeah. It's been a while for me, too.
I'm all dried up.
Maybe we should just try to do it together. It's like speed cry right now. You've already started.
I'm trying,
okay.
No, I can't go. I'm making a face to try and like.
No. If I started, it wouldn't stop. I gotta show the play.
I think that everybody should come up here and hug you at the end of this podcast. That's a lot of, no, don't, because that's a little weird. It might be unsanitary at this point. Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. Thank you, Danny Malone, for agreeing to do this.
For sure.
I can't think of a proper ending to this interview, and I can't think of proper ending to any of them.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
let's just end it up again, right? Yeah. Yes, Danny Malone. My podcast is available on iTunes. It's called How Do I Get Here? This will probably be up at some point in a week or a week and a half. There's a lot of them. There's like 65. We were on the news the other day for it, so that was exciting. And it's nice to be on the news without killing anyone.
Is there any way to like bar certain people from listening to this podcast?
Do not tell them about it. Like your mom?
I'm like my parents.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Do your parents like listen to my podcast?
I don't know.
I know this chick that's not
pretty
telling me their parents listen to it, but I don't believe that.
They're hip.
There's no parents
listen to
this shit.
What? They're hip.
They are?
Yeah.
They're very hip? How do you guys all get along now, like, after all that stuff? Sorry, I know that we were ending, but...
It's
good to take that, and I want to make him cry.
It's all good. I think they're cool as shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're...
I wouldn't have known what
the fuck
to do with me
ago.
Either. I don't know them at all.
And they still live in Dallas?
Uh-huh.
And you're in touch a lot?
Yeah.
Don't tell them about this.
Yeah.
Don't.
This is between... us.
This is between all of us and the other people that listen. Thank you so much for coming tonight. My guest, Danny Malone. Woo!
All right. How about that? That was good, right? So it was bootleg sounding, but thank God it had sound, right? So thank you, Scott Stevens, for saving that for us and sending it to us. I want to thank Scott. I want to thank Danny Malone for being so open and being so cool. I want to thank Jessica for putting it together. And I want to thank Hotel Vegas for putting it on. So anyway, thank you, everyone. And thank you for listening the most, really. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Now you'll be rewarded. Now you will be rewarded with a song by Danny Malone. Let's get down, people. Bye.